following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others, welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. In case you've been hiding under a rock, the Pac-12, Arizona, Arizona State, and Oregon. You are all way overhyped, overrated. You guys stink, to be honest with you. UCLA, Utah. Cal, maybe even. And yes. Oh, man, oh, man. That was just brutal, to be honest with you. If you're an Arizona State Sun Devil fan, if you're a U of A fan, if you're an Oregon fan, you are scratching your head, man. You're wondering what went wrong with your programs. If you're a UCLA guy like Fred Wallen, you're probably going, yeah, we're great. We're awesome. Fred, how you feeling this morning?
As I said before many times, the best coach in this conference is Kyle Whittingham at Utah, and I guess Oregon's not going to win the national title.
Nope, not happening, man. You can take them out of the mix. Utah may be the class of the pack, maybe UCLA. I don't know. We'll have to find out. I guess we're going to have to see. Maybe USC. Maybe they bounce back. They look pretty darn good, to be honest with you. That was impressive. Jeff, we'll get you in the mix, obviously, on the other side. You got something interesting to bring in, so I want to get that on the other side right away. So Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, the Dorf Man, we're taking you through hour number two. Keep it close, everybody. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back.
Watch that first step. In fact, watch all of them. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll look at an easy fix for slippery concrete right after this. What's the first step of any building or repair project? I always make sure I have the tools and materials I need, starting with the QuickCrete mobile app. With easy one-touch access, you can watch project video instructions, quickly pull up a material shopping list, and make sure you have what you need, or use the app to figure out how much you need and find out where to buy it. You can even share your finished project via the Quick Share function. It's the tool you can use from start to finish. Download the QuickCrete mobile app on the App Store or Google Play today. Over time, concrete surfaces can start looking old, worn, and dull. But a bigger concern is concrete that is slick, especially concrete steps. You can give your concrete a just-like-new finish with a textured acrylic concrete coating. Concrete coatings are ideal for steps, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, and it can be applied over both smooth and broom-finished surfaces. Because the coating is textured, it provides a safe, non-slip surface. The heavy-duty resin provides superior adhesion, and the consistent color enhances the fresh look the coating provides. Clean the concrete surfaces well with a pressure washer, then use a standard paint roller with an extension rod and apply the coating directly to the concrete surface. When it's dry, you'll have a fresh, clean, and safe surface. I'm Danny Lippert with Tip for Today's Homeowner.
Fall is time for fun, value, and free wine. Whether you're looking for a romantic getaway or a mountain adventure, the Avalon Lodge in South Lake Tahoe is the place to stay. This fall, take advantage of our great value season rates and make Avalon Lodge your home base for hiking, biking, and enjoying all Lake Tahoe has to offer amidst the fall colors. Of course, Tahoe is great year-round, from unparalleled mountain sports to our great lake, and we are here for you anytime. casual elegance and value. The Avalon Lodge is an intimate boutique hotel with contemporary flair in decor and upscale fun amenities like free Wi-Fi and bikes. Pet friendly too. In-room fireplaces, the best beds in the Sierra, and the Market Cafe. We are located just steps to all things fun in Tahoe. Walk to the lifts or lake. Log on to AvalonLodge.com to make reservations anytime or call 530-544-2285. Call now, 530-544-2285. Plus, for this program and for a limited time only, book using the promo code EARLY. You will get fabulously discounted winter rates for two nights midweek or four night stays anytime. So hurry, book your winter vacation now at AvalonLodge.com or call 530-544-2285 and use promo code EARLY.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich and I both in Phoenix, Arizona. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. He's glad to be there, too, let me tell you. USC, he's not a fan of them necessarily, but they look darn good at Arizona State. And then his UCLA Bruins, man, they really took it to the Wildcats, who were not so wild, to be honest with you. But a lot going on in the sports world. Obviously, a ton of NFL football to talk about. We definitely want thoughts. We definitely want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Hey, I want Jeff to throw out that little bit of info that he somehow got privy to about something that Trey Wingo said. Did he say this on TV just now or what?
Yeah, I believe it was this morning in referring to Bobby Massey getting a DUI at the Cardinals facility, which I think is an issue in and of itself, given what happened with Javon Belcher a few years ago there in Kansas City. And you know, Wingo, they probably very innocuously mentioned that it was friendly fire that took down Bobby Massey, led to a suspension. You know, that's not a term that goes over very well in the Arizona State and the Arizona Cardinals circles, given the experience with Pat Tillman and, you know, how he ultimately perished over in Afghanistan. Just a little insensitive. The suggestion was made that ESPN make a healthy donation to the Pat Tillman Foundation, given this insensitivity to use that vernacular when referring to a situation with the Arizona Cardinals. Friendly fire, obviously, what ended Pat Tillman's life over the overseas, serving his country. I don't think it was intentional, but it's still, it still doesn't ring with the ears very well.
I hear where you're coming from. However, I would have to say I do not think it was malicious in any way, shape, or form. Trey Wingo is a guy who uses all kinds of phrases and references and whatnot. So I think he was just using it in a manner of speaking. And, you know, because we live in such a sensitive place or a sensitive world, people can take things out of context. And again, I have no idea what was going through Trey's mind at this moment in time when he said it, but I would honestly have to say I understand and hear what you're saying, Jeff, totally. However, Trey Wingo's a class guy. I do not think he meant this maliciously in any way, shape, or form. Fred, did you hear anything about that or no?
No, but as I've said all the time, the next thing you say on the radio could be the last thing you say on the radio or the television. And that's a problem in a politically correct world that we live in. And you're supposed to just, I think good talk show hosts just let things just go, and they don't think twice about what they're going to say. But sometimes they get in trouble for it. I mean, Howard Cosell called an African-American player, I forgot who now, a monkey at one point. Now, he didn't mean anything. There was nobody more sensitive to the African-American community than Howard Cosell was, very liberal politically.
But obviously his relationship with Muhammad Ali, obviously.
But he said it, and you know, and he was hammered for it for a time, and it just so, and that was 30 years ago. So I'm saying, all I'm saying is that it's a very delicate situation, because anything you say, and everything you can say, can be the last thing you say on radio or TV.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, let's get into some stuff here, Fred. I got to let you take the floor with this. Pac-12, I personally felt a lot. It was way overhyped, you know, coming into the season, you know, for certain teams, obviously, and UCLA not necessarily one of them. But with that being said, are you somewhat disappointed that U of A didn't have a better showing? I mean, let's be honest. Yeah, it's great to go out there and kick butt, but what does it say about your conference, and what does it say about these other squads who people gave a lot of hype to? And then does it make that win any less because of it?
I think a lot of this is coaching. The Pac-12 does not have a lot of good coaches. Never liked Rich Rodriguez. I think he destroyed the Michigan program for a few years. Will never like Rich Rodriguez. So, again, it goes to the coaching. And the best coach in this conference, proved it one more time, is Kyle Whittingham at Utah, because they don't have the talent of some of the other schools in this conference, yet he competes every year he's been there, so since they've joined the conference. So what I'm saying to you is that this is not a conference of great coaches, and that's too bad. If it were, USC and UCLA would have a shot for the national title. They don't, because they don't have great coaches. USC's got the most physical offensive talent in this conference, okay? But yeah, we saw what happened against Stanford, and we'll see it again once or twice down the season, where that defense will fold. But the offense, if you had the best coach in the conference, USC certainly could be the best team in the conference. And if UCLA has never beaten Emora, Oregon, they don't play Oregon this year, and they've never beaten Stanford. Until he does that, I can't give Jim Moore anything except that he's a good recruiter. There's no question about that. But USC's got the most physical talent offensively in this conference.
Yeah, no, they looked unbelievable against Arizona State. I mean, but Arizona State didn't put up much of a fight. And to your point about bad coaching, look, the Thursday night game or Friday night game, which I think it was actually with Oregon State and Stanford, you know what? Oregon State had it going in the first half with all that misdirection and whatnot, and then Gary Anderson completely went away from it in the second half. I mean, look, you're right. It's like a coach trying to outsmart himself or whatever. If it ain't broke, then why try to fix it? You know, I mean, the bottom line is what he was doing in the first half was working very well, and then they went away from it in the second half, and then the better team won. I mean, look, maybe it was somewhat of a gimmick in the first place to go with all that stuff, but it was definitely keeping Stanford on their heels on the defense, and it gave them a legitimate shot to be competitive in that football game. And then second half, it's almost like it was a completely bit different team. So I agree with you 100%. Some of these coaches do not deserve or warrant having a job of this magnitude, for sure. Jeff?
Well, I mean, I think you look up at, you know, Sarkisian, you know, he can't win at Washington. He's perpetually 7-6, 8-5. He goes down to Los Angeles. You know, he gets it handed to him by Stanford. But you look at Chris Peterson, man. Yeah, big fish in a small pond, goes over to Washington. You know, it ends up being an average-sized fish in a really big pond. You know, coaching means a lot, but you got to get these players on campus. And the fact that Kyle Whittingham can get these guys to come to Salt Lake City and buy into his system and look like, you know, they're a player. I think that, you know, it's the two Los Angeles schools and Utah in the Pac-12, you could easily cross Arizona State off that list.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, winning at home against Cal Poly and New Mexico in the way that they did, they're essentially an 0-4 football team. They're very lucky to be 2-2. I'm not sure I'm willing to write off Arizona just yet. You know, they played most of that game with their backup quarterback, and they played a very good team in UCLA. I know that you came into the program this morning, Dorf, wanting to put down Arizona State and Oregon. But look at the teams that they played. Maybe it's just a testament to how good the top three teams in the Pac-12 South might just be.
Well, and then to your point about their week non-conference schedule, maybe that doesn't prepare them well enough for these big boy teams like USC and UCLA either. I mean, look, because you score 77 or 7, well, yeah, I think it was 77 to whatever, 13 maybe against Northern Arizona, that's not the same type of talent that you're going to see across the board with UCLA. So I agree, but I disagree. I mean, look, Cal Poly, whatever their name was, I don't even know. They're awful, okay? They're pathetic. The Devils barely beating them. That's sad, man. This Todd Graham guy, if you ask me, no offense, I think he's got to go. That's my personal opinion. I think his magic or whatever it was for the little bit that he had it is gone. I mean, without a quarterback, you're only as good as your next player, and that's like DJ Foster, but you need a quarterback to throw him the ball. And this Berkovici guy, I'm sorry, I could do better than that guy. He's terrible. He can't read defenses. He's pathetic. I'm sorry. It's sad. I'm an ASU alum, man. It hurts me bad. Anyways, got to take a pause for the cause, and I'm going nuts too. Anyways, Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, and the Dorf Men. It is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'll be back in a flash to keep going with this stuff.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich, who disagrees with my feeling about Todd Graham having to go, And then Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Man, oh, man, was he quick to tweet on that one, Fred. I'll tell you, man, guy was, like, jumping on me. But here's my point, okay? You need leadership, okay? And when you're not getting it from your coaching staff, you have a problem. And what we have here at Arizona State in Tempe is a problem at this moment. They should be competing. They should be better than they are. I'm sorry, man. I disagree with you. This hits home to me because, you know what? I'm an alum. I went to ASU. And this hits home. I remember watching Jake Plummer beat Nebraska, okay, 19-0. I remember that stuff, okay? I was there for that game. I went to U of A back when they were this Desert Swarm. When we went there and we kicked their butt back with Jake Plummer. You know, and there was a certain amount of pride and a certain amount of respect you had just walking around being a Sun Devil, you know, and I think they've lost that personally. You can lose that so quickly, okay? Look, Kirk Herbstreit said it best. We were sold a bill of goods about this team. 15 in the nation to start out, Jeff, and you think I'm nuts? Look, the bottom line is leadership, and if they're not getting it from the coaches and everybody else, then you're seeing what we're seeing on the field, and that's a really, really bad product when I'm watching. They can't keep the ball moving. They can't get their guys that need the ball, like DJ Foster, out in space where he can be creative and make people miss. They just look awful. They're out of sync. Something's got to change. This is going bad, and it's going bad in a hurry, if you ask me, Jeff.
You know, there's been such a turnover in the talent, though. You know, tell me another Arizona State. Actually, don't tell me another Arizona State coach that's won, 10 games 3 years in a row, because there isn't one.
Right.
You know, after Jake the Snake left, Bruce Snyder couldn't get this team to win 9 games. You know, Dirk Cutter, Dennis Erickson, Todd Graham's the best coach Arizona State's ever had. They're having a down year because they don't have the talent. And part of that is recruiting, because the landscape here in Arizona has changed in the 14 years that I've been here. I got here in 2001, and the landscape's changed so much that they don't need to go to Texas and California to recruit. They need to keep guys like Kyle Allen and Christian Kirk here in their own backyard. And, you know, you could throw Max Hall in there too. He goes up to BYU and lights it up. You got to keep the talent in Arizona, because more people are moving here and raising families here. This isn't just a destination. This is a hometown that needs to recruit in its own backyard. Look at all, you know, Brett Hundley's another one. Look at all of the talent that's escaped the state of Arizona. This reminds me of John Cooper's Ohio State team that lost guys like Elvis Gerback, Desmond Howard, Keijana Carter to other schools within the conference, because they don't focus enough on their own backyard, and they try to go to those recruiting hotbeds. You know, in Ohio State's case, it was Florida and Texas. Arizona State's been recruiting in Los Angeles and Texas. Leave that to Oregon. Leave that to Oregon to go down there and poach Los Angeles and fight with Jim Mora and Steve Sarkisian. You know, Todd Graham and Rich Rodriguez, they need to keep the talent here in state at one of these state schools, and it's not happening. And that's how you end up with a guy like Mike Bergovici, a quarterback. I'm sure he's a nice enough guy, and he was an adequate backup, but he's just not the, you know, he's not the guy that Taylor Kelly was. He's not even what Colorado has, you know, up there with Leifu, or, you know, Rich Rod has down there in Tucson. You know, hopefully he has him for.
How tall is Bergovici? Seriously, his release is so low. I how tall is that kid? Do you have any idea?
I believe he's 6'2". He's, you know, and he's not mobile, you know, so he doesn't get away without having the prototype quarterback size. But look at the weapons that they have at UCLA. Look at USC, Cody Kessler, Josh Rosen. I mean, those guys are unbelievable. Those guys are NFL type quarterbacks coming out of high school. And Todd Graham's not getting that. It doesn't mean he's a bad coach. You know, they might go 6-6 this year, and they might be lucky to go 6-6, quite frankly.
Absolutely. Fred, try to put some sense into this character. I mean, look, I don't usually call for coaches' heads, but what I saw was abysmal. 35-0 at half. Those two terrible turnovers late in the half to give them 14 points, to make it to 35. There was really no fight in the second half, to be honest with you. Yeah, they put up 14 points. points, but it was obviously very meaningless at that point. I didn't see what I needed to see. I'm be honest with you. And again, I'm very disappointed. This one hits home. I'm an alum of ASU, like you with UCLA. That type of stuff hits home to you a little bit more as well. But honestly, am I being too hard on Todd Graham, or is maybe could it be that his magic is worn out here?
Well, first of all, let me just say this. Next Saturday at the Rose Bowl, you're going to have two Jewish starting quarterbacks. Now, how often has that ever happened in major college football? Please think about that. I don't think it's ever happened before.
Maybe.
Bergovici of Arizona State and Josh Rosen of UCLA. I mean, no big deal. It's just that it's an interesting, I think, sidebar to a game that UCLA is going to be more than, I guess, a 10-point favorite or something like that. But the point is, I find that rather interesting. I don't think it's ever happened before on a major college level.
With your guy. I'll tell you that right now. I'm going with your guy from what I've seen.
Well, he's a
As am I.
He's a very talented
I don't have any. I have no problem saying that very quickly.
He's a very talented.
Whatever the spread is, Fred, I'm with UCLA.
as far as Todd Graham is concerned, look, at the end of the first half, you're down 20, before the last two mistakes, you're down 21-0. Then you fumble and it's 28-0. You got to tell your kickoff team, just sit on it and don't try to run it out. There's no reason at that point. Momentum's all on the other side. And the guy, of course, not thinking, ran it out, fumbled on the three or four-yard line, and then it was 35-0. USC, and the game was history. There was no question about that. But again, I'm gonna repeat. If you take a look at UCLA's schedule, they got to face Stanford at Stanford. The last two games are Utah at Utah and USC at the Coliseum. So the Bruins probably will not win this conference. So it's going to be somebody else. It could be Utah. Could be USC. I don't know. As far as the South is concerned, they've never beaten Stanford under Jim Mora. I don't know if they can do it this time around. It's a night game. It's Thursday, October 15th. And then I don't know if they can beat Utah at Utah and USC at USC back-to-back. So I don't think the Bruins will win the South just based on that, unless there's a three-way tie or something like that.
Their defense is better than you think. I mean, I know that U of A was playing with the backup quarterback and whatnot, but they shut them down pretty good. I mean, USC was giving up a lot of yards. That's the one thing I would knock on them, is they were giving up a lot of yards to ASU. ASU had a bunch of turnovers and whatnot. The first half could have been a much different story if they play better. I don't know if the outcome would have been any different. I think they would have lost that game no matter what, but I'm impressed with UCLA. I'm very impressed with Utah. I'll be honest with you there. I mean, they're obviously the most impressive. The one team we're not talking about that's been relatively impressive too is Cal. I'm interested to see how they kind of finish out the mix with everybody else as well. Jeff, do you have any feeling on Cal? We haven't mentioned them at all.
Well, Jared Goff is obviously an NFL prospect. I think that when Sonny Dykes brought him into Berkeley, that was the intention, was to develop this kid and build the offense around him. Cal hasn't been able to run the ball since Aaron Rodgers was there, and their defense is forever suspect. But I don't think Cal's worth mentioning. I think the Pac-12 North is extremely weak, and I think Stanford's got a one-game season. They got to beat Oregon, and they go to the Pac-12 championship, and then they'll take on Utah or UCLA or USC.
Interesting. We'll see how it shapes up. I just think the Pac-12, like always, very, very overhyped, and certain teams, especially when they get in those big-time opportunities like Arizona State, we fail, man. And I'm sorry. That's just the truth. We fail in big spotlights, nationally televised games. For the most part, we fail, and we fail badly, like we did against USC. So it is what it is. But at the end of the day, I personally feel the Pac-12 very overhyped, and there's just a few real players or contenders, if you will, and a lot of pretenders on the other side.
But you know what, Andy? Let me say this.
Yeah.
Your point could be well taken. Take a look at the Big Ten. Has Michigan State or Ohio State been overly impressive?
No, and that was kind of the theme with everything that we've talked about with college football, is that it's more and more like the NFL week in and week out. Let's face it, because the NFL is a week-to-week league, and that's kind of what college football is becoming with all the parity that we have. Because you're right, there's no reason that Western Michigan should be able to hang with Ohio State and or whoever they're playing, whether it's them or Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois shouldn't be down 7 points to Ohio State. But to their defense, Fred, I think they're sleepwalking through these games. I really do. I think that they know they're so much better than these guys that they're just not inspired to go out and play football. And like Seth Marenblum said, that's a dangerous proposition week in and week out with the talent that is spread out throughout the country. You don't have it all across the board at some of these schools, but you do have two or three standout guys that can make plays out there on any given Saturday. So you got to be ready. NFL football and college football are becoming more and more alike. Yes or no, Fred?
No, I agree. I mean, I don't think there's one dominant team so far that I've seen first 4 weeks of the season, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I agree, man. It's pretty bad thus far with what we've seen. No real team stepping up to the forefront and taking the reins and saying, I'm the best in the country. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. On the other side, we're getting into the NFL, guys. There's just so much to talk about in the NFL. We're only going to have about 20 minutes left to do it. So NFL the rest of the way. He's Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, and I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Sports betting and daily fantasy sports will never be the same with advanced algorithmic tools from SwishAnalytics.com. With data-driven bet recommendations for every MLB game every day, and a suite of daily fantasy tools including player projections and optimized lineups, it's easier than ever to beat the sportsbooks and your daily fantasy competition at SwishAnalytics.com. Get started today with your 7-day free trial and start making the smart bets and daily fantasy plays every single day with SwishAnalytics.com. That's SwishAnalytics.com. Smarter sports. Bet on it.
If your windows won't open, it's difficult to enjoy the mild temperatures this time of the year. I'm Danny Lipfrey with Tip for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about unsticking them right after this. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, deck footing, or even a backyard swing set, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag. The most common reason for windows not to open is that they've been painted shut. Start by unlocking them and carefully cutting through the paint using a utility knife where the window stop meets the sash. Bump the top frame of the sash with your hand or a rubber mallet to loosen it. This may be enough to allow you to open the window. If not, go outside and insert a flat pry bar between the sill and sash on one side of the frame. Don't start in the middle because the pressure could break the glass. Pry upward a little to loosen it, then repeat on the other side of the frame, working each side until it raises. Once you have it open, spray a little lubricant or rub paraffin wax in the track on each side of the frame. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's AMES research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give your fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary, or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS, Android app, or through your mobile browser. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen's in Los Angeles, Jeff Rich and I, somewhere in Phoenix, Arizona, potentially, somewhere around there anyways. Thoughts, opinions, encouraged, and welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich, at Dorfont Sports. Check us out here, Sports Byline USA. And shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. All right, the day has come, man. We're 5-16, Brandon Whedon is going to lead his Dallas Cowboys against the Atlanta Falcons. How you feeling about Brandon Whedon and the Cowboys today, Fred?
First of all, let me just tell you something that I find not humorous, really, but a bit of irony. I love fantasy football. I've been playing it. It was for so long, it used to be called rotisserie football in the early 1990s.
Right.
So I'm on a couple of the major fantasy sites, $3 here, $2 here, whatever it is. On one of my teams, in the early games last Sunday, I had 11 touchdowns with four guys, including three touchdown passing by Big Ben. So now I go to the afternoon games, and I got DeMarco Murray, and I say to myself going in, well, all I need from this guy would be like 50 yards and one touchdown, and I have a shot to collect a couple hundred dollars, because I'm not going to win the whole thing. I know that. But what I'm saying is that I don't remember, and we talked to Jerry Burke Friday night and all weekend on Sports of Night America about this, a guy who ever carried the ball 13 times for 2 yards. Now, it's happened. There's no question. But if you've got a fantasy team, he did score a touchdown. They took back because of a penalty, and it was a penalty.
Right.
But the point I'm trying to make is, wouldn't that make you sick? I mean, if you're me, I ended up by winning $35 maybe instead of maybe $350. You know, and all he's got to do is score a touchdown and gain 50 darn yards, and he gains 2 yards on 13 carries.
Well, and not only that, he was playing the Dallas Cowboys.
He would have been up
for that football game.
Yeah, that's why he did it.
He and his offensive line obviously laid a complete egg in that game. But the Eagles are at this point, they're atrocious. We'll see if they can get their things going in the right direction when they play the Jets. I think they're going to struggle again, but what do I know? But realistically, Brandon Whedon, Jeff – is this guy going to be like a deer in headlights out there today against the Falcons?
Well, I'm going to tell you something that everybody already knew, and that's Jerry Jones is certifiably insane. This guy has a million-dollar arm and a 10-cent head, and when he doesn't have a guy like Dez Bryant out on the field, Jason Witten could bail him out, and that offensive line, of course, is incredible. But no, Brandon Whedon's not. If Brandon Whedon is the answer, you are asking all kinds of the wrong questions.
Well, and then they go out and get Matt Cassel too to step in there as well. They're desperate. Let's be honest. No Dez Bryant. No Tony Romo. They're gonna struggle for 4 or 5, 6 weeks, whatever it is. And I hate to say it, but Cowboy fan, if you're out there, it's going to be a long few weeks, and you may play yourselves out of this division. And you know who may play themselves right into the division, and they should be 3-0 at this point, to be honest with you, is the Giants. They lost two football games early when they're winning by 10 points or more going into the fourth quarter. They finally figured it out against Washington.
Would you say that they figured it out, or would you say that they just got ahead enough? Because they still haven't shown the ability to close out a game. They were just up by so many points against the Washington Redskins, and the Washington Redskins were about three plays from getting back into that game on Thursday night. So
they were one.
Jeff,
let me interrupt you. They were 1 yard away. The running back fumbled the ball as he was diving into the end zone on the one.
Sure.
The ball goes through the end zone, so it's a touchback. If they score there, they cover the spread. I don't know if they lose the game, but at that point, it was an 11-point spread. It's down to four. They cover the spread again. So I agree with Jeff. I mean, they haven't proven anything to me whatsoever. They almost blew another game.
They almost blew it, but they didn't. They find a way to win it. Victor Cruz will be coming back. I think they've got two very talented receivers. Not a bad running game. And you're right. They got to figure out how to close games. But don't be surprised if the Giants find themselves battling for this division, because I think the Cowboys are going to fall apart. And the Eagles, I'm not sold on them and what's going on yet. And that would leave the Giants or the Redskins, and I don't like the Redskins at all. So that kind of leaves me with the Giants, to be honest with you, in this mix. But let's move on, and we'll get away from that division. Let's go to the Colts. Andrew Luck, a guy I know that you love, Fred. I love him too. I'm not going to lie. I think he's a great quarterback. He's going to be a great quarterback. He's got a long future. But the Colts right now are pretty bad. Their offensive line is bad. He's running for his life all the time. I have a feeling they're going to set up some tight ends and stuff like that to help out with blocking a little bit more this week. However, they are playing the Titans. Should be a good opportunity for them to get off the schneid. How important, though, is it for them? They're 0-2. Most teams that go 0-3 don't make the playoffs, Fred.
Well, again, the last 66 teams that started 0-2, only five have made the playoffs. Since 1990, 11% of those teams that have started 0-2 have made the playoffs. Your point, very well taken. If they open 0-3, that percentage is cut in half right there. So, I mean, they cannot afford a loss. The Baltimore Ravens cannot afford a loss. I mean, there are a couple teams out there that just have to win today, and you don't know if you're going to be.
They play
wager.
The Bengals, and that's a tough one too, because the Bengals are 2-0, and they're playing all right. I mean, the Bengals are always a decent team, and the Ravens struggling a little bit. I agree with you. This is a must-win for them, and we're only 3 weeks into the season. So, Jeff, out of the teams that are 0-2, we've kind of went through this a little bit before, the Seattles, the Philadelphias, the Colts, the Ravens, who really needs a win? I personally think they all need a win, to be honest with you, but in your guys' minds, Jeff first, who really needs a win?
Well, of course, anybody that hasn't won a game needs to win their first game. But it's the Baltimore Ravens, because the Steelers and the Bengals aren't going to wait for them, and for that matter, the rest of the AFC. This might be the year that the AFC North doesn't get three teams into the playoffs. As far as Philadelphia is concerned, I heard Mark Schlereth's comments the other day on local radio here in Phoenix about how bad the Philadelphia Eagles are, how that Chip Kelly offense just isn't going to work in the NFL. And something really interesting is that they don't change their cadence. So these guys are teeing off. Josh Huff said that their opponent knew what was coming on every play. Yeah, but the defense knows the snap count. That's such a disadvantage to the offense when you can't keep the defense on their heels, try to draw them off sides, and it's just downset hut. The defense is just as prepared as the offense for every play. So I think the Philadelphia, their 0-2 is very real. I don't know about Baltimore just yet, though.
Well, I mean, look, the bottom line is it's not working right now for Chip Kelly and the Eagles. I do think they'll figure it out. I'm not ready to give up on them. I really am not. Let's keep it moving here with some interesting ones where, you have – this is kind of something that's just sort of been on my mind about things. Cam Newton, I think he's better than people really think, to be honest with you. And last week he dives over, gets the flipping in touchdown. But are we not giving the Panthers enough credit and Cam Newton, Fred?
I agree with you. I think he's got a lot of physical talent. I just don't trust him. And in fantasy, I play him because he can also run as well, as you just indicated, as well as pass. So I play him on some of the teams. But I don't trust him in a key situation. I didn't even at Auburn, and I don't now. He's very, very physically talented. Is his mind, is he as sharp as some of the other quarterbacks? I don't know about that. I really don't.
Well, the one thing I think he has a disadvantage with is he doesn't have as many weapons on offense as most quarterbacks do. And that puts a lot more on his shoulders to run the ball and create more openings for other guys, if you will. So I actually think, you know, if they can get themselves a quality receiver or two, this guy could be unbelievable. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, Kelvin Benjamin's out. I think that's a big deal. But this is a team, you know, Fred brought up Auburn. This is a team a lot like that Auburn team that strength is really their defense. And the Cam doesn't have to make plays on every possession. You know, if you got to go three, you know, it's like we talked about with the college football discussion. It's not always four down territory. And if you got to go three and out, or if you can move the ball between the 20s a little bit, kick some field goals, you're good enough. You know, that's going to be good enough for the Carolina Panthers to win a lot of games. That NFC South is still, let's face it, a very weak division, and I think that if Cam Newton stops trying to be Superman and just tries to be a game manager, I know that it's probably not in his repertoire, but you know, run the football, get first downs, put some points on the board, don't try to be a hero on every play. And I think Cam Newton, you know, he doesn't need, you know, the number one overall pick has a certain stigma to it that you have to win every game. I don't think he has to win the games. I think he has to just play well enough to let the defense win the games there in Carolina.
Well, now let me go to a different direction. Or Fred, did you have something to say?
I'm going to throw you a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Since you're a Packer fan, when Aaron Rodgers was introduced last week, instead of Cal, they said Butte JC. Does he got something against Cal?
No. I think that, you know what, he really credits a lot of what he accomplished at Cal, you know, to his earlier days of getting a little bit more tutelage and a little bit more grooming, to be honest with you. And you know what? There's been some criticism about Aaron Rodgers this week with the comments he made about what, you know, Russell Wilson said after the game when they won over the Packers in the NFC Championship game, and, you know, him saying that God was a Packer fan today, and people making too much of that, to be honest with you. Look, it's as much his right to feel that God has nothing or very little to do with outcomes of football games, just as a guy that praises the Lord every single time they do something great, you know. So I this one on me, and I know his own family member went against him and was with Russell Wilson on this one and said, way to take the high road on this one, Russell. The bottom line is, Aaron Rodgers is a Christian. He's a practicing Christian. And I just think that his feelings about what God is doing on Sunday or the outcomes of football games, I agree with him. I'm sorry. I totally agree with him. I think he's got better things to do, Fred. So if people want to criticize a guy because he expresses himself and his beliefs aren't necessarily the same as somebody else's, so be it, man. You know what? We live in such a world that everybody's so sensitive about every single comment we make. You know what? Take it like a man. He was kidding around. He was making a point that, you know what, it had nothing to do with God wanting the Seattle to win and have him overcome. It was the mistakes that the Packers made in that game. And I don't care what anybody says. I agree with Aaron Rodgers. That's my humble opinion.
Okay. I just wanted to know why he said, Butte, you've given us the answer.
You know what? Today's been kind of a rant day for me and going off on tangents, you know. A few things hit home with me, and when they do, I definitely let it out there. One of them is definitely when my alma mater looks like they did against USC. That's bad. And then when people question people about what their belief is, you know what? Leave everybody alone. Do what they want. We always talk about, hey, let gays and lesbians do what they want. Well, you know what? He doesn't believe the same thing that he does about God. Who cares? And so he said it. Shame on him. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Final segment here on Dorfon Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network for the day. Fred, as always, thanks a lot. Appreciate you taking time out. Jeff, you as well. Really appreciate you two guys going through all my rants with me today. I don't usually get off on tangents all that often, but when I do, I definitely bring it. But hey, Fred, I want to leave you guys with this. You know, a lot's been talked about with Peyton Manning and him not having the arm strength and whatnot. And we were just talking about Cam Newton. So we go from like a young buck to one of the older guys. I don't think he's done. Do you think he's done? Does he still have something left in the tank? And do the Denver Broncos, with that pretty solid defense, have something left in the tank?
I think if they play the offense that Peyton wants to play, he's got something left in the tank. If Gary Kubiak's going to commit to what Gary Kubiak wants, they're going to probably go 8-8 or something like that. I think the defense is going to have to tell the tale as far as the Broncos are concerned. I think Kubiak is being very stubborn. Peyton Manning likes a certain kind of fast-paced offense. I think you got to go in that direction.
Jeff, how about you, Peyton Manning? I agree with you on that, by the way, Fred. Let Peyton Manning be Peyton Manning. Go ahead, Jeff. What do you think?
I tend to agree with you both on that. But, you know, the fact is that Gary Kubiak's going to be around a lot longer than Peyton Manning is. That's just a fact, unless he really, really screws the pooch. So Gary Kubiak, I think, is thinking long-term. Peyton Manning is thinking win now. And they got to meet somewhere in the middle, or it's just going to be a disaster.
Yeah. What's the game you guys can't miss this week? Fred?
I don't know. I think Andy Dalton usually doesn't play well against the Ravens on the road. So I think I'm going to lean toward the Ravens and watch that one.
I'm looking at obviously the Monday Nighter with the Packers and the Chiefs, but my game for today would be the Jets and the Eagles. Jeff, how about you?
Cardinals Niners. Nobody scored more touchdowns than the Arizona Cardinals through the first 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah, I agree, man. Those Redbirds are going to be ready for them this week. By the way, we got to get the heck out of Dodge. So for Jeff, for Fred, and Scott on the other side making it all possible, appreciate you. I'm the Dorf Man saying we'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.